Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, your host, your garden expert. I love to help people with their yards, their landscapes, their plants, their issues. Welcome. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good, except for whenever I went to leave the house this morning, it was 40 degrees, and I'm like...
We had a cold front come through.
Without any rain.
And so it broke up before it got to the house. And we have another one coming through the beginning of the week. And so we'll talk about that. But we've got a really busy show for you today, so I'm very excited. And we have a lot of great information. This is the time to be gardening. And so the weather this weekend is going to be beautiful. Definitely warmer, but as we go into next week, it's going to be sunny all week for most of Florida. Monday and Tuesday, possible the Panhandle, Pensacola. You may have a chance, possibility of rain. Central Florida, no rain. South Florida, a little bit of rain. And poor Key West, they have so many forest fires down there in the Everglades. The people are stuck. The road is cut off, and they can't get out of Key West. So if you went down there for a vacation this week and needed to get home before Monday. I don't know. I just feel so sorry for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So please be careful right now out there with fire. You don't want to be starting any, burns in your backyard with your trash or anything like that. It's just going to be way too easy to set a fire off. So I would love to say good morning to Howie and Karen Peterson. Last week, I went down there and did a talk called Designing, how to design your design tips for your containers. And I had so much fun. Got to meet so many new people. It was packed. And I really do appreciate everyone coming out for it. So, and I will tell you, you told me about it, but Peterson's Nursery is just bang up beautiful right now.
Oh, it is cool. I'm telling you what, I was blown away. And then I need to send you the pictures of the one rose bush, which I forgot the name of it because, short-term memory loss. And it's like red with white splatter paint on it that I got from them, that I bought from them.
It's beautiful.
It's just
sounds like sentimental.
I don't know. I know Howie's listening, and he'll know what I'm talking about. Okay. But yeah, it's red, and it has white. It looks like someone took paint and splattered painted it.
Yeah, it sounds like sentimental. Is it fragrant?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
It sounds like sentimental. But we just had a wonderful time, and so many good people. So twins, you'll know who I'm talking about. There was twins there that were just adorable, and the mama of the twins. And so if you're listening, send me an email. I've got some wonderful pictures to send you. So I do appreciate everyone coming out. The monthly In Your Backyard newsletter is going to be coming out next week. So if you have not registered, it's free. Comes once a month, tells you what to do in your backyard, tell you a little bit about what's going on in my garden world. Lizzie gives her updates each month on her garden and her poults. And the big turkeys that she is raising.
They're getting big. Yes.
Wow. And so we'll see. I think you're just too good-hearted to raise turkeys for Thanksgiving.
You think?
I think you're just too good.
I don't know.
You gave some away, though, and I think they kind of met their end.
Oh, yeah. Because, I think that's what I'll actually talk about is the if anybody's out there buying turkey poults, which are turkey chicks, unless you plan on butchering and eating the ones that have the name tag that says broad-breasted, please don't buy them.
Yes.
Because I will explain in her newsletter why it is a bad idea to get broad-breasted if you do not plan on slaughtering them and eating them within 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, there you go. Okay. Oh, I'm going to look forward to that, I think. And so, but I talk about my design tips, and I give you a plan to the month, and then my landscaper malpractice. How to know when to fire your landscaper. So it's a lot of fun, and it's free. I don't spam, so you can check that out. So we're going to have a great day. Dana Venrick is going to be coming up and talking about Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand. I have a big event coming up, so he's going to be here. Lizzie, have you seen Grosse Pointe?
You know what? for those that are, don't understand what she's talking about, just know that I almost fist fought Teresa in the hallway on the way to the studio this morning because of that TV show.
Gross Point. We'll talk a little bit about it in the second half hour. Gross Point, if you're a Garden Club member, you need to be seeing this. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So irrigation this week, you know, one of my big things is water conservation. We'll be talking a little bit about that today with the Toho Water Authority. And so, you know, it's just important for us to be very aware of how often we water and how much we water. And this week, most of the state, you're going to need to water your lawns twice a week. That's all you need to do. You know, make sure you calibrate it correctly. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Then we also have Jim Putnam coming on in the second hour. And Jim's been on before. He's a great, great garden expert. North Carolina, he has a wonderful channel, which we'll talk about. And we'll be talking about one of his favorite subjects in gardening. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's see. What to do this month in your garden? Well, you know, we can still be planting vegetables right now. Beans, cantaloupes, cassavas, chayote, corn. Get your corn down. Get your New Zealand spinach and okra down. Pumpkins is important. Speaking of turkeys, pumpkin is important. And then also watermelon. And so you can get those down right now. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that. If you have a gardening question, we'd love to hear from you today. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text Good Morning 423-680. But Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. One of the most knowledgeable garden experts, horticulturist, and a grower in the state of Florida, in Central Florida, is Dana Venrick, and he joins us right now. He's the owner of Quality Green Specialist, a wonderful sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, it's in the 40s out here. You know, I thought this was a warm. We're toward the wildfire festival coming up the end of this month. March is supposed to be warmer than 40.
It is. You know, it's really, but it's a respite. So we'll have enough hot temperatures soon for a long period.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll enjoy this.
We'll take it while we can because we're going to be suffering later.
That's right. So what is a big seller right now at Quality Green Specialist?
Well, everything. We're having a record spring so far, a record February. It took a long time to add up all the sales, so that is a blessing. Something selling more than last year are the natives flowers and edibles, which is a blessing. People are waking up to the value of natives. And also the landscape plants, podocarpus in particular, has been flying out of here, and viburnum. Generally, the landscape plants are moving well, plus all the edibles we're having. Great sales on blueberries, peaches, plums, nectarines, olive trees, citrus trees.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, your native plants and your fruit trees are just amazing. And so you have such great quality, but they're just so you bring in such wonderful plants. And
yes, they're the best selection around, I believe.
I think so. And so do native plants, so when somebody wants to, think or is thinking about planting them, do they need special types of soil?
Well, yes, it depends on the type of native. Just because it's native doesn't mean it's going to handle all conditions. For example, you need acidic soil or damp soils for elderberries and blackberries. They love, you know, rich organic soils that are damp and acidic on the acidic side. But on the other hand, like oaks, for example, and Cyrano repens, the salt palmetto likes dry conditions, you know, and it all depends. Like certain natives are very adaptable, like the yaupon holly you could
yes.
make tea out of, like floodplains or dry uplands. It all depends. Some can stand in water, like bald cypress, others cannot. red maple, and your other plants like the red maple and the bald cypress, both like wet conditions.
They do. Loblolly Bay, too.
Yeah, Loblolly Bay. And so it all depends. So it's just because it's native doesn't mean it's going to stand every condition.
But you have experts there.
Wetness or pH.
You have experts there, that great staff that know what to recommend to people when they come in so they can get great advice.
Exactly. Well, we've been at this a long time. I remember starting in the 4-H as a garden in the fourth grade. That was wonderful to get a good start early.
I'm thinking of you in the fourth grade.
Yeah, exactly. I was a pest at that time.
I can imagine.
Well, I love plants.
Well, you mentioned this wonderful festival coming up. Tell us about the Florida Wildflower Festival and what happens.
Well, the Florida Wildflower Festival began with a talk on wildflowers by Jeff Norsini way back in 2006 when I was working for Volusia County Agriculture Extension, University of Florida, IFAS.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful talk, and everybody excited, including, you know, the community here in DeLand. And so it all worked to develop the Wildflower Festival. And we are very, very fortunate to have that. It's a great festival. Some 10 to 15,000 people attended last year.
That's amazing.
And this festival won the Governor's Choice Award a couple of years ago. And we're having great speakers. Guess who's one of the best speakers? You are.
I am. Thank you so much for asking me. I love talking about it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring all my design tips for edible landscaping and talking about designing a landscape.
I can't wait to hear that. I'm talking on edibles in the wild. Dr. Haley Ray with Stetson University, PhD, is talking about orchids in Florida, how to grow orchids. That's going to be really interesting. Everybody loves orchids.
They do.
I'm going to have a lot of examples of native flowers and edibles there so you can see them for yourself. That way, seeing is believing. If you see it, then you remember it and identify with it. And David Griffiths is talking about container gardening.
Oh, that'll be good.
Water-wise lawns, I'm sorry. And the master gardeners from Volusia County Extension are talking about container gardening.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you also, too, have a lot of vendors. So this is going to be a great opportunity for people who come to take away native plants and wildflowers and all different types of seeds that they can get there. Tell us a little bit about what the vendors are going to be doing.
Gosh, we're going to have all types of vendors. You name it, any type of plant you can imagine we'll have there. We'll have potted wildflowers, planters, all the accessories, plants and seeds, garden crafts and arts, honey. Everybody loves honey. And, of course, we're located at Florida Avenue and Indiana Avenue, right there in front of the Athens Theater. It's a great venue, and there's great restaurants and shops right there in downtown DeLand.
It is a wonderful little city, and there's going to be lots and lots of restaurants open. It is just wonderful. Shops are going to be open. So now, when is the day, and what time is it at?
Well, it's going to be this next Saturday, 9 to 3. So that's the 29th, next Saturday. Don't miss it. It starts at 9 o'clock. I'm talking at 9 o'clock on the Edibles in the Wild, and I'll be the MC introducing the speakers. That's quite an honor. And so I'm really inviting everyone to come. You will enjoy it, I guarantee you.
Now your nursery is just right around the corner, so, you know, they can visit your nursery. What is the address for that?
That's 335 West Michigan Avenue. We'll have a couple of employees here on Saturday. Also, a lot of people, when they go to the festival, we tell them about the nursery and how to get here, but a lot of people come here after the festival. So you can have a double win, the festival, and then come by, and you'll see an explosion of plants, you know, of all types. We have hundreds and hundreds of varieties, thousands of plants.
That's wonderful. So now, the Florida Wildflower Festival, September 29th, 9 to 3. What is the website if people would like more information?
QualityGreenSpecialist.com. We're open every day, 9 to 4.
And the link for the Florida Wildflower Festival?
Just go to Florida Wildflower Festival, and it will open up on the Main Street DeLand site.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Dana, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate it. And
it's our pleasure, and thank you for all you do with your great show, and have a great day.
Oh, thank you, Dana, so much. I'll see you next week.
Okay, we will see you then. Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you so much. It's a great time. You would not believe all the native plants and all the experts. If you ever wanted to know anything about planting natives or wildflowers, and there is a science to the wildflowers. Some people just throw them out and nothing happens. And so you have to know exactly what you're doing. But they have such great wildflower seeds and varieties that you just can't find anywhere else. So these are the actual growers of these wildflower seeds. And, you know, they're not available online. And they're going to be right there. You can just pick them all up.
I love that. I love that. I love that the opportunity, and also, you know, learning about edibles and out in the wild, and along with what you're going to be teaching. I'm excited because it's very interesting knowledge and stuff. So, and you never know. I mean, anybody that's watched Walking Dead, you never know what's going to happen in the future. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, be prepared, right?
Yes.
Be prepared. Well, it's going to be great to have them, but they have beautiful, beautiful art for your garden. And then also, too, lots and lots of plants and sculptures and all kinds of different things, plus all the main speakers, and you'll get to learn a lot of information. Come out and see us. Let us know you listen to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'd love to meet you. And I've got a great talk that it's going to be interesting. Just love it to death.
Yes.
And so just I love meeting all the people, all our listeners.
Oh, that I absolutely love. That's the best part, is because then you can actually put a face to either the text or the email or the call.
That is true. So what can you be planting right now? What kind of bulbs can you be planting right now? Well, you could be planting African irises, African lilies, amaryllis. My amaryllis are blowing up my yard. They look gorgeous. Blood lilies and bulbines and caladiums. Now's a good time to be planting caladium bulbs. If you already have caladiums, then they probably started to come back from their dormancy in the wintertime, so that they should be popping up for you. The cannas and the crinums, crocosmia. I tell you what, Lizzie, our crocosmias came in. Mm-hmm. Remember that great deal for the $5.95 for?
Yes.
Well, they're back up to $16 and $20, and they're sold out.
Oh.
So the sale is over, but ours came in, and we're going to be so excited.
So excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. Day lilies and Eucharist lilies and gingers and gladiolus. Gloriosa lily you can be planting right now. Louisiana irises and rain lilies. Tuberose and walking irises. And so lots of different beautiful flowers to plant right now. It's just a great time to be out in the garden.
So walking irises, because whenever you say that, all I can do is I can picture like Alice in Wonderland and how the plants would, you know, parade around. So what is a walking iris?
A walking iris is one that flowers, but then the leaves come up on longer like stems, and the stems bend over, and where it touches, it will plant itself.
Oh, okay.
And so they walk. So they try and escape, but it's nice because you get more. So they kind of grow exponentially. And but you love them. They just look so lovely.
Oh, I'm excited.
And yeah, so walking irises. I was thinking of The Walking Dead that you mentioned, and I'm going, nope, these irises are alive. And so they're not dead. Thank you to Dana Venrick. Come out and see the Florida Wildflower Festival in DeLand next Saturday, 9 to 3, March 29th. And stop by and see us and tell us a hello. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. That would be wonderful. You can hear it here live every Saturdays from 7 to 9 a.m., or you can listen on podcast anywhere where you listen to your podcast, 24/7. iHeartRadio, you can listen to it there and on all the podcast stations. So, Gross Point. So, Lizzie, this is a new show. It's about a murder mystery, and it's a series, and I did not know what to expect. It's about a garden club and the garden club members. So if you're in a garden club, you need to see this show. It is extremely funny. It leaves you wondering what's going on.
Right.
What is your review of it?
Well, and also if you like murder mystery kind of, but in a kind of upbeat but not upbeat. I don't know how to explain it. So Teresa texted me a couple weeks ago and says, "Oh my gosh, you've got to watch this show. It's, you know, the preview, it's free, and da-da-da-da." And so I already have Peacock because I'm weird. And so I subscribe to them. And so I watched it. And then, I want to fist fight Teresa because I don't do TV and I don't do movies. And what I mean by I don't do that, yes, I do watch a lot of that, but I don't eyeball watch it. So it's playing in the background or on my phone while I'm busy doing the 5 million things that I have to do every day. This show, it's only 30 minutes, so okay, I get it. But you have to watch because they do a 6 months prior, 6 months after, 2 months before, 1 month before. So you have to visually be watching it so you don't miss the cues and the little secrets that they're giving away and stuff like that to lead you to believe who is part of this murder mystery. So I love it. I'm really enjoying it. And I love that whole the whole thought process of having like maybe a narrator every once in a while and the jumping back and forth of, you know, timelines of, and when I mean timelines, I mean like 6 months, something that happened a few months ago to make it relevant of why it's happening now to refresh your memory and stuff like that. So I love this. I love the show. You know what? I will be fighting Teresa in the hallway because now I'm stuck having to watch this.
Well, so Tony and I, we love it. We love Murders in the Building, and we love watching that, but we're not patient people. So, like, if this had been, like, Dallas and Who Shot J.R., it was horrible to wait the whole entire year until the next time it started again. And it's the same way with these murder mysteries, Murder in the Buildings and Gross Point. I just can't wait until the next week to find out what happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really super hard. So we wait usually till everything's over with, and then we can just watch the next week 15 minutes later.
Right.
And so did we just do marathons? But Gross Point, it's just brand new. But I love all the gardening quotes and how they throw flower names in there and the antics between the garden club members. And I'm telling you, garden club members need to watch, and you got to figure out what character you are because they have all these different garden club personalities. And so
and it's not kids, so, but it's not full-blown adult and makes you feel weird. But I don't know if I would let my kids watch this.
No, it's a little mature.
Yeah, it's mature, but it's a good, to me, I don't know if there's an actual tasteful mature way I'm saying this.
No, it's for adults.
Yes, for adults. But I mean, I'm enjoying this. I really like it. I'm glad that you and Tony told me about it because it's interesting. So
I still want to give spoilers. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
But that's Gross Point. And so let me know if you're watching it.
Yeah. You know, text us. Let us know if you're watching it, and then let us know who you think has been murdered.
I already got in my head.
But I'm one of those, and I hate. This must be why I don't like watching TV, because I can usually guess what's going to happen before, right, like 5 minutes into the show.
Yes.
Every time I think I know who has done it or what's is, and this, it's like Clue.
Clue.
It just popped in my brain. It's like the game and the movie Clue. Like, you think you got it, but no.
Nope. Somebody else.
So text us and let us know who you think that the murder is.
So Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for listening. He has 45 degrees down in Venice, but Linda in Tallahassee had 28 this morning. I was not expecting that. So enjoy it right now. The sun's shining. So whenever we get cold temperatures, the cold fronts come through. The sun always shines. So I don't mind it.
Yes.
But we're not going to have this cold. I think, Mike, you're right. This is the last one of the year.
Lies.
But
I've been hearing that for 2 months.
I know. See that we got another cold front coming through next week that's going to bring rain to the panhandle.
Okay.
But not to South Florida. Central Florida is really going to be, well, South Florida is going to get some rain, but Central Florida's stuck. We're not going to get it.
Pray for some rain for South Florida, because one, we all need it, and then two, they really need it down there.
With the fires going, that's true. What kind of herbs can you be planting right now? Anise and basil, bay laurel, borage. And if you're a cook, you can put these herbs right out into your landscape, because anise and bay laurel are shrubs. And, you know, the bay laurel could be a tree if you let it grow long enough. But borage and cardamom and chervil, chives and coriander, costmary and dill, fennel and ginger, lemon balm, sweet marjoram, Mexican tarragon, very easy to grow. I love it. Mint, very easy to grow, right, Lizzie?
Mm-hmm.
And oregano and rosemary, sage, thyme, and watercress. Who here doesn't dream of having a watercress sandwich?
My hand did not go up on that one.
But watercress is really easy to make. And then also microgreens. You know, just cutting or just growing microgreens is really fun.
Right.
It's great for children to get involved in. And you can just snip the little new leaves and enjoy. So lots of things to be doing there right now. And you can also to be replenishing your mulch. Okay, replenish your mulch, get it growing for the season, but don't do volcano mulching right now. I don't know what it is about planting mulch that we want to make nice circle platforms on top of the ground to grow plants in. Have you seen them?
Yes.
Why do you you want to be able to see the flare at the bottom of the shrub or tree? Mm. If you cannot see the flare, then you're planting it too deep, too much mulch. All right? So we'll be back. I've got my top five coming right up. What's it going to be this week? It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five favorite plants with purple flowers. It's spring, and I consider Easter color purple. I love the light purple colors and the deep, dark royal purple. So my first one is Princess Flower, Tibicina irvilliana. And it can make a beautiful tree, beautiful container plant, standard, and even a hedge. They have a compact one and one that gets to be 10 feet tall. King's Mantle, Thunbergia erecta, deep royal purple. Again, another good shrub for a privacy hedge. Take shade or sun, deep, deep royal purple. Number three is porterweed. Porterweed is a native plant that butterflies love and hummingbirds love. It is deep dark purple, takes full sun. African Daisy Bright Lights, Ostospermum Hybrid Bright Lights. This is a wonderful cottage garden plant, flower, butterflies love it, and it looks beautiful in the sun. Ironweed is a great Florida native, Veronica Southern Cross. Beautiful butterfly attractor, takes dry conditions, does lovely in the landscape. So that is my top five favorite plants with purple flowers.
I love purple flowers. I love blue flowers, and I love yellow flowers. My garden can easily look like an LSU fan easily because I'm like, I love those colors.
They do. They're lovely. Ostospermum is one of my favorites. It has the dark purple eye, And then the petals are soft purple, and it just looks really gorgeous. Very, very, very
I've seen a picture. I don't know what it was that I bought, but it's really pretty, and it's purple. And
speaking of blue, my granddaughter this week helped me out. I have had a little gnome in my garden, the blueberry section in my blueberry hedge, and it has kind of faded over the years. I didn't buy it originally, so it's older than what I've had it, but I needed it repainted. And she repainted it. And I'm going to post photos of it. It is just beautiful.
She needs to get a booth at the Wildflower Festival and sell those, because I saw that. And it is so professional looking. And she hand painted it. I am like, so I'm now going to go. I don't like gnomes. I'm not a gnome person. They creep me out. I mean, they're pretty. They're cute. I get it. I buy them for other people. But I'm going to go find something to put in my garden, and I will pay her to do this whenever she's got time. No rush, even if I don't get it till next spring.
It's a blueberry gnome, and it's good luck in my blueberry hedge, and it just looks adorable. So I will be posting that later on today with the tape. So when we post the show this afternoon on Facebook.
Did you say it was good luck?
It's good luck.
It really is.
Yeah.
Then what happened to your blueberries a few years ago whenever some ghost came through?
I didn't have the gnome
then.
Oh. See? And so since I've had the gnome, I haven't had any problems with the birds.
Okay. I take it back.
But it's 2 years later. So I've only had it for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And it was given to me by a garden club member. And I just love it. And so finally, this is spring break for Bella. And so I said, Bella, please, would you paint this for me? Do your magic.
What a sweetheart.
And she did, yes. She
sweetheart, is talented. She's willing to do something for her. What do they call you?
Grammy.
Oh, Grammy. I love that. So
Grammy and Peepaw.
I love that. These are cute names.
Yeah, so we're very blessed. We have 11 grandchildren, so we're just very blessed. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. On March 13th, this is a great text. I don't know who sent it in. On March 13th, 43 years ago, we were married at Craft Gardens by the lake in Winter Park. The temperature was in the upper 80s. I was wearing a suit, and the water was trickling down my back. Fond memories. That's wonderful.
That's Mike from Venice.
That's Mike from Venice?
Yes.
Oh, Mike. Oh, thank you so much, Lizzie. Mike, that's wonderful. So we just missed your anniversary, so happy anniversary to you and your loved one.
43. Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Kudos to you guys.
Yeah. It's just wonderful. So great memory. Yes, it is. Kind of matches Mike with us getting married in September in a Scottish wedding, and everybody had wool kilts on. And talk about sweating.
Wow. That's cool. That's so cool.
So cold weather. You know, I'm still seeing people that still have fountain grasses and ornamental grasses that they haven't cut back yet. And so it's getting a little late, because you're going to start, the new grass has already started to come up, the new fronds. And so so you're going to be cutting off the new stuff. Cut them back. Get it so that your grass is new. The ornamental grasses, the fountain grasses, the red ones and the white ones. Usually we cut them back at the end of January, first part of February. But it's the end of March now nearly. And so, you know, it's a little overdue. Cut your grasses back so that they can flush out and have nice red or dark green leaves, and you're not seeing all the brown. Okay, so go ahead and get those garden chores done now, especially when the temperatures are this cool. We have a great week to work in the garden. Still seeing people cutting back their crepe myrtles. You know, there's just no reason to do that. And so if you've done it, it's possibly not going to die. It's for the majority of them, they don't die. But they just look so awful. They get those knobby ends, the knobby stems and trunks, and it just looks terrible. This is the time of the year to go ahead and get your trees assessed in your yard. Get your trees assessed, and if they need to be cut or thinned out or removed, this is the time to do it before June 1st. That starts hurricane season. Did you see where we had a little storm starting out in the Atlantic?
You know, Teresa, I'm tired of you doing this to us.
It's not going to come towards Florida.
Okay, good. All right.
But I'm just saying that it started to develop, but it's not going to go anywhere near us. But that was last week.
Yeah, and don't wait, really, because, you know, the thing is that this is going to be a last-minute thing, and then the arborists are not going to be able to, you know, get to you. And also, go ahead and start stocking up on your water and cycle it out. That's what I do. We usually keep about 6 cases of water in our house, and then every other week, I buy another case of water and I slide it underneath. So we always stay stocked. So just stock up on your stuff right now.
And another thing is that when it does, if it is in hurricane season, it's going to cost more. It's going to charge you more. Just like air conditioning, mm-hmm. when you get that fixed in the summer, it's more expensive than when you do it in the wintertime.
Yes.
So go ahead and start that. Trim your poinsettias. If you have some beautiful poinsettias that have been blooming for you during the wintertime, you can go ahead and cut them back down to 12 to 18 inches from the ground and begin feeding them, fertilizing them. All right. So fertilizing, we're still holding off. You can start to fertilize, I would say, next week, this cold front. You want to do it when your grass and your plants are growing. They're still a little behind schedule. And so when the temperatures warm up to 75 degrees, 80 degrees, you know, when it's averaging that, that's the time to fertilize.
What would you use on the poinsettias as a fertilizer? Like what?
I would just use a basic ornamental shrub fertilizer on it. Okay. So just something, because they have the bracts, they mm-hmm. have little flowers, but they also have leaves and they have roots. So just a general fertilizer for them would be fine. A 666, 888, 10-10-10. That'll be fine for right now.
Perfect.
Okay. Also, start looking for your insect issues starting to happen too as well. Walk your yards on a regular basis, once a week, so that you can catch a problem before before it gets bigger, and it costs more. So you kind of want to do integrated pest management where you're just looking at it, and it may only need to take a water in a bucket and go around and knock the caterpillars off. Or you can crush the lubber grasshoppers. Please crush the lubber grasshoppers. They're starting to get big now. And when you see one, there's another one nearby. So look for them. I hate lubber grasshoppers. Also, this is you can apply fertilizer to your palm trees. Make sure that when you do cut fronds on the palm trees, that it's completely dead. You do not want to cut the green fronds on palm trees. Please don't do that. So palm trees are a monocot. They are grass. They need every single frond to go through photosynthesis. They need it. When you cut them and you cut them into a little point at the top where there's only like 2 or 3 fronds at the top, that doesn't help the palm tree at all. And it actually can make them more susceptible to wind damage during a hurricane, and then also nutritional deficiencies too as well. So palm trees, do not do any of the hurricane pruning. If you see someone talking about it, tell them it's not recommended. They need every single frond. Only cut palm fronds off when they are brown. So next hour we have coming up, we have Jim Putnam, and he's a wonderful garden expert. He's going to be talking to us about butterflies. And we also have the Toho Water Authority coming on to talk about a new program. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.